The hunt is still on for Vivi, the missing Whippet show dog, who escaped from her crate 6 months ago at Kennedy Airport in New York. She was on her way back home to California from the Westminster Dog Show when she got loose. When she escaped in February, she was wearing a dark brown and black woolen coat and a broad collar. There have been numerous Vivi sightings in parks around Queens, New York, and a small but fervent army of volunteers is trying to track her down. Bonnie Foles is one of those leading the hunt for Vivi. And Ms. Foles, where has she been spotted recently?
Our recent sighting has been in Forest Park, which is in Glendale in Queens. She apparently was startled by someone just walking through one of the paths and took off like a shot. Usually that's her MO, that she runs real fast once somebody sees her or approaches her.
And these are fast dogs.
They're extremely fast. Whippets can probably run about 30 miles an hour or so. So to try and have somebody try and catch her is definitely not going to happen.
And how would you know that it's her? Or would you just assume that if there's a Whippet on the loose, it has to be Vivi?
Well, we do have a couple of different things that we ask the person. You know, what does she look like? How tall is she? The colored markings that she has. She has distinct markings. Of course, the running very fast also is the clue. But a Whippet is a very distinct-looking dog. Just picture a greyhound in miniature.
And what are her markings?
She has a black and brown brindle markings around her ears area. She's got a nice big spot on her left side. And she also has a spot on her right side. It goes straight down to her paw, and she's all white.
Except for those markings.
Yeah, except for those markings.
Would you assume at this point she's been gone for so long that, assuming she is still alive, that she is feral at this point, and it'll be really hard to bring her in if you find her?
Well, she obviously is feral right now. She's surviving just fine. What we're going to need to do is either lure her into a high-fenced area and close the gate behind her. That would be a great scenario. Otherwise, you just have to pretty much go slowly. If you happen to see her, lay flat on the ground. Don't make any eye contact. Don't go directly towards her. You have to make believe that she's not even there. Other ways, we also have feeding and watering stations, and we do have motion sensor cameras that we've been using as well. Hopefully we're going to get a shot of Vivi. Once that takes place, we can bring in a trap. Now, we've used dog traps, humane traps, in the past, and she's not gone into them.
So you know she's still out there?
I believe that she is. I just can't believe, unless I actually see a dog and actually see Vivi, that this is not her that people are seeing.
I'm sure you hear this, that, why all this attention for this one missing show dog when there are thousands and thousands of abandoned animals all over the place that nobody pays any attention to?
I don't know. There's tons of lost animals out there, and we were fortunate to help quite a few animals that had gotten lost. There was a Pomeranian that was running loose in the middle of the street, so we rescued him. There were four kittens in a dumpster that were saved. We just saved 9 puppies from Montefiore Cemetery. There was a Dalmatian that I got a phone call on, to come get. So other animals have been saved during the search, but I don't know why Vivi has just become, the saint of the lost dogs.
Bonnie Foles, thanks so much and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Bonnie Foles, who's looking for Vivi, the missing Whippet show dog. Vivi escaped from her crate at New York's Kennedy Airport back in February.